In South Central Kansas, you'll find a place long important to Native Americans, a place where they and later white settlers would meet to discuss peace on the High Plains. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon July 27th through August 3rd. We'll tour Portland and view the International Rose Test Garden, visit Multnomah Falls, and cruise on the scenic Columbia River. Agriculture highlights include the Tillamook Forest Center, Bob's Red Mill Factory Tour, and a Willamette Valley Vineyard. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Medicine Lodge, Kansas has always had a strong tie to the Native American tribes that once made this area their home. John Nixon says there's a good reason for that.
I think because of the good hunting and the water at medicinal purposes, good timber and good place to hunt, we had a lot of buffalo.
But the area around today's town of Medicine Lodge, Kansas was a special one for many years prior to European settlement.
It was the Five Plains tribes of Indians that met here over a two-week period. They signed three treaties between themselves. They had met at the confluence of Medicine River and Elm Creek back in 1867.
The area was a sacred place to many tribes. The Kiowa, for instance, knew this stretch of river for its high Epsom salt content. In the fall of 1867, the five tribes signed a peace treaty with the United States here. John even has an original copy of that document.
Back in 1867, there was 42 chiefs that signed this treaty. They took the original three treaties back to D.C., and they handwrote copies for each one of the chiefs. It took them a couple of years to do it. But I have one that was between the Cheyennes and the Arapahoes, one of those handwritten copies.
John purchased his copy from descendants of Chief White Rabbit. 7 years after the treaty was signed, events gave rise to the establishment of what many would call a fort.
1874 is when they built the original stockade, which was downtown to protect the citizens from the Indians, because there was a few skirmishes and what have you.
The reconstruction of the stockade is today open to the public. The community has a peace treaty pageant every few years to commemorate the important meeting spot and the history that has occurred here. Traveling the countryside in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.